We are learning Maseches Bamatzia, Da Chav Dal Amar Aleph. We are beginning 9 lines from the top, middle of a line, Tanya. We are continuing the Shita of Rav Shimon ben Elazar that was brought down in our Mishnah, that Kol Kli Ampurio, which means a brand new Keli, there's no Tvias Ayin on that, and therefore you cannot return it to a Talmud Chacham with Tvias Ayin, because it's a brand new Keli, and the Gemara elaborates on that. Tanya. Moider Rav Shimon ben Elazar, V'keilim Chadoshim, Sheshavasana Ayin, Shechayav Lahachris. Rav Shimon Elazar Moider, that if it's a type of Keli, even though it's new, you could have a Tvias Ayin in it, you could really get to know the keli, then it's chayav lahachris. These are examples of a kelim which are brand new, which loisav asanayin, which is not possible to get to know. It's a brand new keli. It's very hard to get to know it right away. She'ena chayav lahachris. Therefore, you're not mechuyev to announce it. What are those kelim? Kegoin bade machdim v'tzenorius, which are branches that we hang on it, needles or forks. U'macharoides shal kardumois, or a string that holds up the kardumois, which are axes, kol elu, all these, the halach is that the inchayav lahakas, because lois avasan ayin. Why not? So the Tosfos Rid says a pshat, because since it's oimid l'schayra, you just sell these things, so you don't get to know them so well. That's one pshat. But the Ravid says a pshat, that's more balabat, it's more practical pshat. He says that since they're very small, these things, it's very hard for ayin to be shalotas behem. Bishlom, if it's a big thing, so then, even though it's brand new, you get to know it, you have it, this is mine. But small little things, it's very hard to see them well enough to get to know them, and therefore, as long as they're new kalim, it's usher, you could, ein chayav lahakris, because there's no tvias ayin in it. It's ein chayav lahakris, you don't have to announce it, you keep it for yourself, because there's no tvias ayin on that. Zok the Brice of Aitam, Kol Elu Shomro Emesai Mutarim Vizman Shmatz Menachadecha. That's only if you find one of them. Ava Matzim Shnayim Shnayim, find two or three of them, Chayav Lahakras. Because there's a minion. Minion could be a simon, and therefore, you're mechuyev to announce it because minion will be a simon. The Gemara just interjects, my bade, what's Loshon bade? Shoyche means like a branch. My karle bade, the dava tot holy be midi bade karle. Anything that is, you hang things on it, even though it's a branch, we call it a bad. Ki ahuda tnan, like look at the Mishnah Masechta Sukkah, ki tnan hasam, ola echad v'vad echad. Talking about there, our rabbis, that most of the alim fell off. So there we say that if the normal shiur rava is three fresh stalks, but the stalk with three fresh leaves on it, but if it only has one ala on one stalk, that's but the eved is good enough. Ala echad, but vad echad, but the eved is good. So you see, loshen vad echad means something hanging on that stalk. You see, it's a loshen of things that hang on it. Therefore, that's loshen bad. But it means really a branch. Now, the brayza goes further with a different sheet of Rav Shimon ben Elazar, and this will be discussion in the next black Gemara. But chenar Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Hamatzlu min ha'ari u'min ha'doiv u'min ha'nomer u'min ha'bardlis. If someone saves a Aveda from the jaws of a lion, or from a bear, or from a leopard, or from a bobcat, or mezute shayam, or from a floody water, a storm of water, mishlusa shanar, or an overflow of a river, or hamaytzi besrati aplati gadaylo, he finds it in a big marketplace, a big street, v'chamakim sharabim metzuyin sham, any place where there's a big crowd, you're allowed to keep this Aveda. Why? Because the Baal Mamiyash. So we have here a Braisa of Rav Shimon ben Elazar Shita that he holds if you find the Aveda in a huge crowd, the Baalim are Mesiyash from it because they don't expect to get it back in this big crowd, and therefore you're allowed to keep it. And we don't know what the Rabbanan Shita is. We also don't know exactly what Rav Shimon ben Elazar holds. Is talking about Rav Goyim, Rav Yisrael, what are we talking about? And that would be the Gemara Shaila. Basically, it would be a few different Shailas, exactly what's going on over here. Abayaluhu. Ki kamar Rav Shimon ben Elazar b'roiv kananim, aval b'roiv yisrael aloi. This whole thing that a person's in the Yayish, who's lost in the crowd, is dafko, it's roiv goyim. Because there, a goy has a rule, finders, keepers. They don't give it back. But Yisrael, we're talking about something with a simon here, like Rashi points out, something with a simon. So by roiv yisrael, may I get it back, and not miyayish. Even by a crowd of Yisrael, also he's miyayish. What's the pshat? It's like Tosfos. I fill up a roiv Yisrael nami. Why miyayish? It's the havish loy, belongs to the finder. There are people who are not so scrupulous, they're not so frum, and they will keep it for themselves. Once you're talking about a crowd, everything's in a crowd. You have not such great people in a crowd also. And therefore, by roiv Yisrael, even maybe there, Rav Shimon ben Elazar agrees that there's a yish. That's a shayla. First shayla is he dafka b'roiv goyim, even b'roiv Yisrael. If Rav Shimon ben Elazar, even b'roiv Yisrael, also there's a yish, nami amar. Pligi Rabban Leolei Pligi. The Rabban argue or not. Maybe the Rabban don't argue. They agree. Vim Tzlom Pligi. If they do argue, how far do they argue? Rabbi Yisrael Vade Pligi. If so, they argue Rabbi Yisrael. Did they say, "Oh, is a Yid? We'll give it back." Rav Kananim Pligi Leolei Pligi. Do they argue if someone's even Rav Kananim? They hold even Rav Kananim. You have to announce it. That even then, I'll assume maybe a Yid will find it. Because really, by Rev Kananim, it's a very fat chance of getting it back. First of all, they might take it. And even a Jew might assume it came from Kananim and not try to return it. So did they argue there or not? Then it's Lema Pligi. If they argue across the board, Philip Rev Kananim, Halach Kamaisa, El Kamaisa, the Lach Le Rabbanon, not Le Rabbanon. Then it's Lema Lach Kamaisa, if the Lach is like the Rabbanon, or Lach Kamaisa means Lach not like the Rabbanon, Lach Kamaisa is Lach Le Rabbanon, or not. If you say Allah says he's allowed to keep it, Dafka Rev Kananim and Philip Rev Yisrael. So here we have really a shaila: what's the halacha by Rev Kananim? What's the halacha by Rev Yisrael? And in between, the question is: do they taka even argue, or they argue? Does Rav Shimon say halacha by Rev Yisrael? Dafka Rev Kananim. That's a given that by Rev Kananim, sure, Rav Shimon Lazo holds that you are allowed to keep it. That's the only given over here. Everything else is really a shaila. And that's the Gemara Shaila. Gemara is trying to bring a raya to the Shaila. Look at the Gemara. Toshma is trying to bring a raya. We learned Hamoitzi Moyois. Learned this, we had a braisa before about this. Hamoitzi Moyois about the Knessios, about the Medrashos. If someone finds money in a Beis HaKnesses or Beis Medrash, over Chamokim Sharab Mitzuyin Sham, wherever there is a Rabbim, so Allah is a Rei Elu Shaloi, you'll have to keep it. Why? Because the Bailam is Miyash, you lost it in the crowd, you lost it in the shul, you lost it in the Mesmedish. The halacha is you'll have to keep it because the Bailam is Miyash. So, man Shamali does a Basaruba. Who's the one, the Umbar, we find clearly by Aveda that goes Basarayv? Rav Shim Ben Elazar. Rav Shim Ben Elazar is the one who holds that by Aveda go Basarayv. And what does it say over here in this Brisa? That even Rav Yisrael, you'll have to keep it. Shvami no, I feel a Rav Yisrael Nami, he said as a halacha. Because who hangs around the shul or Mesmedish? Yisrael. And still says, you're allowed to keep it. Gemara says, no. Alkamai Eskinim, there was no simim for Zarim. It was spread out. Afraid to Gemara, if that's the case, even for Zarim, my ear Malkus Rav Mitzuyin Sham. Why do you have to speak out? Because there's a Rav Mitzuyin Sham, that's why you're allowed to keep it. I feel like in Rav Mitzuyin Sham, there's no simim. Even without Rav Mitzuyin Sham, there's no simim, you're allowed to keep it. And don't tell me Yishlom Yadas, because by money we say there's no Yishlom Yadas. You right away know you lost it. Eloi Lamaturim, must be, it's wrapped in a wallet. And therefore it has a simim. And still, you're allowed to keep it. So it's a raya. Even Rabbi Yisrael, Gemara says no. Malkum Ayaskinam, Bate Knesios Shal Kananim. It was a Bate Knesios, which means a place of gathering of Goyim, like the Congress, the Senate. That's what it means. Freit the Gemara. That's good for Bate Knesios. You can tie it to the word Knesios means gathering. Bate Midrash is my Eklame. What are you going to say? My answer is Bate Midrash Didon. It means our Bate Midrash. The Yasvu Kananim, that Kananim lived there in order to watch over the Beis Medrash. And what's the pshat there? It's still not Rav, it's still Rav Yisrael. The Teretz says that they are the ones who live there. So there's a bigger chance they're going to look find it. Because the Yisrael will go in and out. They're not going to find it because they just come into Davin and leave. But the Kananim will live there. The non-Jews will live there. They're probably going to find it. And therefore, you're Miyayish. So Moses wants to have his Teretz that the Bat Midrash is talking about the Kananim who stay there, who watch the place. So, Hashtos Lachi, but the Knesset Nami, Don Yasu Kananim. Of course, it'll be our but the Midrash, our but the Knesset. Doesn't mean Knesset is a gathering of Kananim. It means even our but the Knesset, but there, since they live there, therefore you're Miyayish, because you're worried they're going to want to pick it up and they're going to keep it. So, we didn't bring a Raya to the Shaila. Toshima, let's bring another Raya. Matzah Ba'aveda, someone found Aveda. It's a Mishnah in Mesechtes Tyrus, I think. Let me see what this Mishnah is. Mesechtes Machshirim. It's in Seder Tyrus, Mesechtes Machshirim. The Mishnah said like this. If you find the Aveda in a certain place, so it depends if that city is Rav Yisrael or Rav Kananim. It says like this. In Rav Yisrael, Chayv L'Achras. If that city is Rav Yisrael, you have to announce it. In Rav Kananim, in Chayv L'Achras. If it's Rav Goyim, you don't have to announce it. Now, man shamalei dom azim asaruba. Who's the man that holds you go asarayv? Rav Shim ben Elazar. It's Rav Shim ben Elazar. And what does it say over here? The Dafka Rav Kananim. You don't have to announce it. But with Rav Yisrael, you do. So Shem, you know, he came to Rav Shem Elazar, Rav Kananim, Rav Yisrael, Eloi. See, Rav Shem Elazar was mat there by a rabbin, by a crowd. Only he's mat there by Goyim, not by Eden. Samar says, no, Eloi, how many Rabbani? So it's Rabbanim. Okay, Samar says, it's still Shvek. Now, Tiv Shem Nei, the Moidler, not Shvek, you have a different Raya. Tiv Shem Nei, the Moidler, Rabbanim, Shem Elazar, but Rav Kananim. Then you have a Raya that Rabbanim hold, like the Moida, that Rav Kananim, you can't give it back. which Tosis points out, so it's really no pshitas, because you could say maybe it's a Shem Eloza. Tosis points out that one akapana, you will bring a raya from here that it can be makata lakata. It can be Rav Shimon holds even by Yisrael Harei Shloi, or Rabban holds a filler barev kananim chayv lahachers. That won't be possible. There have to be something has to give. Either Rav Shimon Eloza holds that barev Yisrael is moida, you have to announce, or Rabban moida barev kananim, you have to, you can keep it. One of those have to be true. That's the Gemara's shayla. It's a raya. Versus no. El Olam, it's not a raya at all. So Shimon Elozi, I feel Rav Yisrael Nami, and he holds even by Rav Yisrael, you're allowed to keep it. So why here it says Chayv Lachers? The case is, it's hidden. So if it's hidden, so therefore, if it's a Rav Yisrael, so there, you're not Meyayish, because it's hidden, so you're not worried. But, so some Rishonim say, what's shot by Rav Akum is a Rav Shaloi, because there, a person's Meyayish, even when he hides it, because he thinks that the goyim are going to search in the garbage dumps and look for hidden things. That's the Ritva learns pshat. The Ritva learns that Hashem is saying, "Don't worry, Rav Yisrael." And here, the reason why you're not allowed to keep it is because Taman. The guy put it. It's clearly the guy hid it somewhere. And still, by Rav Kananim, you're allowed to keep it because there, the guy is miyach. Tosis says a little different. Tosis says the reason why Rav Kananim you're allowed to keep it is because you can assume it came from a goy. The goy is the one that hid it, and if you're allowed to take it. On that, Lawyer Royam asks that maybe here's not called Aveda, I and Chum. But just to shot them in, what's the Vart of Talmud here? Either like the Ritva, that he's, the Goyim goes search for Avedas, or like Taisvis, because you can assume it came from a Goy. That's by Rav Goyim. But Rav Yisrael, you have to announce it. If it's Talmud, why don't you leave it where it is? It says that Loyiga, the Lach is that when you have something that's hidden, you don't touch it. So why are you touching it over here? If it's exposed, then you can take it and announce it, because someone's going to find it and take it. So why are we here? If it's Talmud, are you taking it? Why are you picking it up in the first place? It was a garbage dump that wasn't used to clearing it up, so no one would have found it. But Lamaisa, the owner of Nimlech Alei Lafanoisa, he sees now this owner plans are clearing out the garbage dump. So here you want to save this Aveda. And therefore you're trying to save this Aveda for the owner, because he's going to lose it if not. And therefore you take it. Now if it would be a Ashba Hasui Lafanoisa, they always clear up, then it will be Aveda Medas. You won't have to do anything. But here, since something changed there, so therefore, you could pick it up and try to save it for the guy. And what's the Pshat Lamaisa? Again, we're saying that by Rav Yisrael, you have to return it because no yish. By Rav Kananim is yish. Why? Because anyway, the guy thought that a guy will find it and destroy it, therefore there's yish. And Tosis learned about this, you can never came from Rav Goyim, and therefore you're allowed to take it. So that's one mahalach. For Vayisei, Menachat Haaretz, Loi Lo Rabbanon. This Mishnah Machshirim is Rabbanon. On top of Amon Beis, Chavdal Amon Beis. For Vayisei, Menachat Rabbanon. Mi Ketani Hein Shaloi, let's say it's yours. It says, by Rav Akum, Ein Echayav Lahachar. You don't have to announce it, Ketani. Which means that since it's a Rav Kananim, even the Rabbanon agree, that's Pashat, you don't have to announce it. You don't have to go into the pain of announcing it, because there's no Chiyav here. You can assume it came from the Goyim. But still, you have to hold it, because maybe Yisrael will come and give it Simen, because it has a Simen, and take it. The Ran, Chedusha Ran learns that it's not like Rashi. Rashi learns the reason why you have to give it back is because you don't go Basarayv. So first of all, as you do Basarayv, such a case, that's the Ran's Kasha. And also, what would be the difference between Lahachriz and Shaloi? So the Ran learns like this, that Be'etzem, you could keep it Midaraisa, because you go Basarayv, it came from a guy. But Midarabono, we Misakin, that you don't take it for yourself yet, because since the guy might come and give a simon and you want to give it back to him, therefore you should not right away keep it for yourself. You should still be maniachit and wait till someone has a chance to pick it up.